it's the end of time. And the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see. A woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those wizened old boys raised the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Hey folks, thank you for tuning in to the Trump Phenomenon here on Monday, February 27th, 2017. I'm your host, James Kelso, and co-host George in Maryland is with us. Thank you, George.
Hi, James. We almost made it to the State of the Union without an assassination.
Yes, and Paul Fromm will be, hopefully, will join us a bit later. Paul is a peripatetic patriot and does more speeches and holds more events than anybody I know of. And so it's not always easy. Sometimes he's on the show from one of his favorite places, the Okanagan Valley, the beautiful Okanagan, he will say, in remote British Columbia. But he goes all over the place from his base there in Canada, but also all over Europe. And recently went on behalf of the American Freedom Party two times to South Africa. And I'm going to check my email in a moment. We got an email from a listener to the show. And if we're talking to this person in South Africa now, it was a very moving email you sent to us. And of course, we'll never divulge any hint of who this person is, but a very moving email about how difficult it is for white folks in South Africa right now. And this person has listened to Paul and us on this show in South Africa, and sent us an email, a pretty desperate email, hoping for some way to rescue his family, really, from what's happening in South Africa. So I want to tell this emailer, thank you very much for your email. And let me tell you that the board of directors of the American Freedom Party and we on this show, I'm going to share this, your email, with Paul Fromm, and none of your details, of course, ever with the public. But you really inspired us, and we want to accelerate the publication of Paul's book on the situation in South Africa. And we want to, in the American Freedom Party, do everything we can to somehow help our kinsmen in South Africa. Now, one way that we can help is by just doing what we do on this show, publicizing, educating people as to what's happening to 4 million great white folks in South Africa, where Gregory Stanton, the head of Genocide Watch, and he's a cousin of mine, I forget which one, sixth cousin, I think, He has declared that South Africa, and he's very big in the among liberals, actually, and his organization Genocide Watch has been viewed as something that would publicize, let's say, the Hutus are slaughtering the Tutus or the Tutsi in some African country, and that would be publicized as a genocide. But Gregory Stanton visited South Africa, and he said, wait a minute, hold your horses. There's another genocide going on here, and it's not the Hutu and the Tutsi. It's white people of South Africa being wiped out by the African National Congress government and society. This was revolutionary. George, it would be wonderful to recommend, let's do it right here on the microphone right now, recommend Gregory Stanton as the founder of Genocide Watch as a wonderful candidate for American ambassador to South Africa. But the...
would even like to get him on the show.
Yeah. We want to get, and we're putting the word out to the Trump organization and people who, someone who knows someone who knows someone who knows Donald Trump, that what's going on in South Africa deserves his immediate attention, and that there are a number of really powerful things that he could do to help folks like this emailer. During the next break, I'll look in my email to find the email and just kind of read the sense of the email to you without giving any details, so that we can help. And of course, this one emailer represents hundreds of thousands, millions of white folks in distress in South Africa. So we'll touch upon that, talk about that, and we're going to renew our South African series. We have, a year ago, or I forget the exact time, we did months of South African shows, and which had a great audience in South Africa. South African whites improvising, some of them having to listen to this show on their cell phones because the internet is so intermittent in South Africa, where they have rolling blackouts, and the internet can come and go. They still have an internet. That's wonderful that exists. But we'll recommence our South African series and bring back some of those great guests and patriots from South Africa, some living in and some out of South Africa. We'll bring them back onto the microphone here. On another front, last night we told you that Donald Trump was going to be having a governor's dinner in the dining room of the White House, and he did. It was wonderful. There were 46 governors there, the largest number ever to attend the governor's dinner. Very elegant. Melania Trump organized it, the tables, the candles, everything, the flowers. It was great. Everybody decked out, the women in their best gowns, the men in the stunning black tie suits, tuxedos. And the thing that was great, one of the things that was great, was the prestige, the respect that Donald Trump got in that meeting, in contrast to the Oscars, where he had all of these idiots from Hollywood trying to insult Donald Trump. Didn't work. Again, it boomeranged on them. They just made themselves look stupid. But the governors weren't doing that. The 46 governors, most of whom were Republican. George, I've forgotten the number, but I think 31 of the 50 governors are Republican. Some caller, you can help us out with this, what the current number is. But only four governors didn't attend. I don't know which four. But all the governors were applauding Donald Trump and treating him, affording him great respect. And that was a terrific visual. That was a terrific bit of imagery for Donald Trump as he launches his administration. The pomp and circumstance and the elegance of that dinner in the dining room of the White House last night. So we'll report a little bit on that, and then let's go right to Donald Trump. And oh, and by the way, we want to go right to your calls. We'll get Kelso to shut up, and we'll get to your calls sooner than usual at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Let me just see if there's anybody hanging on the phone right now. I don't think I see anybody on the phone. But if I missed you last night, Laura in Michigan, we never got to you. I apologize if you want to call, and you've got a rain check.
James, if I could, yep. I wanted to add Paul Fromm's internet address.
Oh, yeah.
A real simple one. Maybe I just missed it, but it didn't work a couple years ago. It works now. It's simply called CanadaFirst.net.
Oh, there's an easier one. There's an easier one.
Okay.
You're giving his website, but his email address is really simple. It's just paul@paulfromm.com.
That one's good, but I just got my Canadian Immigration Hotline and the Free Speech Monitor and an outstanding color portrait of 25 Muslims and Arabs sitting in Indian style with the new president of Canada. But CanadaFirst.net does work. And if you go to commentary, it has a full-color picture of Paul himself. Excellent website. So CanadaFirst.net. It's time for a Trump revolution up there because they have a pinko commie government.
Yes. I think I found this email. Let me see if I can read it here. I'm going to change things in this email. This is to us in the American Freedom Party, and I'm going to paraphrase. I don't know where to begin or if anybody can help us. I'm just changing details here, like ages and things like that. I'm a fit 40-year-old South African man, beautiful wife and two daughters in their teenage years. After hearing a report on white genocide on this radio show by Paul Fromm, I decided to send this message to you and hope that someone can assist us to get out of this godforsaken country as soon as possible. The reality is that since you did the report on the radio show, the scene has become much worse. We live in fear, constant fear of being killed, and have lost all hope at any chance to give our children a safe future. We pray every day for an opportunity to leave this country for good and never look back. Unfortunately, we have no contacts in America, nor funds to emigrate. My only hope is to work hard, support my family, see my children grow up in a safer environment, and be given a fair chance in life to survive. Is there anyone that can help us? And I can't give any other detail and so on, but that's the email. I just read it to you, paraphrased. And my gosh, you know, that sure shows us, you know, something that we need to do. We need to find a way. Now, this emailer, I hope you're listening to the show right now. One thing we're definitely going to do for you is get Donald Trump to do something good for your 4 million kinsmen there in South Africa to protect you. And I have every reason to believe everything about Donald Trump just shouts that he will spring to your defense and will definitely be willing to get in the face of the tyranny ruling over you now in South Africa, and especially to make sure that you're safe. Donald Trump is, that's so important to Donald Trump, people, that people be safe. It's just same here in America. You know, the danger to us, of course, infinitely less than the danger you live in there in South Africa. But I thought I'd share that with you. And if I may, George, let me just, we mentioned the governor's dinner last night. And Donald Trump today met with the governors. This is another thing that just happened, George. Donald Trump, you know, he's not a politician. He's not a person that's been circulating at these political events for 40 years and has met all these people. So I imagine most of the 46 governors there, he has never met, nor their wives, or in the case, I think there are probably some lady governors. I don't know whether there are or not, but their spouses. And so this is really valuable for Donald Trump to meet these folks. The timing is very serendipitous, in the same way that the timing for CPAC was a great way for Donald Trump personally, eyeball to eyeball, to connect to 10,000 very important organizers in every county, all 3,100 counties in America, and every political district, his chance here to meet personally with these governors was wonderful. And they were very respectful of him. None of this Hollywood crap of disrespect to the President of the United States. And he says, big dinner tonight with the governors, much to be discussed today. And that's what he did today. He talked about especially health care with the governors today. And he told them at the dinner last night, he said, we're going to be abolishing Obamacare. There were no groans. There were no, objections from the audience. He said, we're going to be abolishing Obamacare. Silence. So the governors know he's going to do it. And there's no point acting like the Hollywood actresses and actors. And then he has another. Today he also met with CEOs of leading U.S. health insurance companies on the same theme. He said, great meeting with CEOs of leading U.S. health insurance companies who provide great health care to the American people. And behind him are arrayed about a dozen CEOs of the leading health insurance companies. And then his last tweet today, 4 hours ago, the GOP is now viewed more favorably than Democrats in the Trump era, per NBC Wall Street Journal poll. And then he goes to that. Let me see if I can open it up. Let me see if I can do that. Maybe I can actually get to that poll. Here it is. Yes. What is the answer? What is the question? They ask, well, here's the poll. Here are the raw data. I'll look at it and see if I can make something of it for you after a break. And we've got lines open if you want to call in. It's 800-313-9443. George, is there any particular story you wanted to open up with tonight?
Geez. Well, you talked about the governors. It must be a shock for America's governors to sit across from an intelligent, successful businessman instead of a communist boob that we had for 8 years, or a neocon weasel. So perhaps they actually enjoyed their governor's conference.
Yes. And I'll tell you something else they're enjoying is, as governors, they got to deal with the real world. They've got bridges that are failing, roads with holes in them, and people that can't get health care. And they also have to deal with an economy that thrives. Hollywood doesn't care. Hollywood can be self-destructive. But the here's an excellent headline. Let me go to this one. The Dow had a 12th straight record day today. And, boy, I'm getting one of these stupid things here on let me turn this off. Some of these big media companies and the big newspapers and so on that Donald Trump is dismissing as fake news, they're really losing on the internet. When you try to go to their websites, and I fault Matt Drudge for linking too much to them, you get all of these ads and pop-ups and sign-ups, and you must subscribe, and you've reached your limit of articles you can view for free. This is nonsense. The mainstream media is really boxing itself in and losing model. The winners are people like Matt Drudge, who make everything available for free all the time. You don't have to subscribe. Here we go. I finally got it. It's CNBC. I had to go through all sorts of screens to get to the Dow story. 12 straight record close. We'll cover that right after this break.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com. Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong. Back before Elvis and before the Vietnam War came along. Before the Beatles and yesterday. When a man could still work, still would. It's the best of the free life behind us now. And are the good times really over for good? And are we rolling downhill like a snowball headed for hell? Kind of chance for the flag or the Liberty Bell. I wish a Ford and a Chevy would still last 10 years like they should. It's the best.
We're back, folks.
Of the free life behind us now.
And I was just looking for a little audio from Donald Trump. Here is a little audio from Donald Trump today. I always like to bring a little bit of the president every day. Here he is talking to governors and health insurance industry leaders today.
Thank you.
That's so impressive, and I very much appreciate you being. And thank you to Vice President Pence. He has been so wonderful to work with. He's a real talent, a real guy, and he is central casting. Do we agree? Central casting. Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the White House. The First Lady and I were very, very happy last night to host you. We saw some real talent, military talent, musicians who were fantastic. Everybody was there. I'm very proud to have so many former governors in my cabinet. Vice President Pence, as you know, big governor from a very great state, a state I like very much, Indiana. Nikki Haley at the UN. Is Nikki here someplace? I think so, yes. We have Rick Perry. He's going before. We're trying to get people approved. We can't get him out. But Rick is going to do a fantastic job. Sonny Perdue will be joining the cabinet very soon. Terry Branstad will be our ambassador to China. And interesting story on Terry. Every time I spoke in Iowa, he'd say, please don't say anything bad about China. I said, what do you mean? What do you mean? He said, I like China. And we do a lot of business with China. And really, just don't. And I said, so when it came time to pick an ambassador, I called him up. I said, you like China? And I can tell you, China is very, very happy with that choice. So we made everybody. These governors. Thank you. Thank you, Terry. These governors have been bold reformers. And their success shows why we need to make states the laboratories of democracy once again. Many of you have shared past frustrations with waiting for permission from federal government and agencies. And I understand that. And I've had many people tell me about it. And it's been catastrophic for some of your states. You know your citizens and you know they want things done, but they don't get things done and it's not your fault. Your fault, but they understand that. But sometimes it's not your fault. We're going to speed it up. Because that's not how a partnership is supposed to work. The government should not stand in your way in delivering needed reforms and services. And it won't. We're going to move very, very quickly, environmentally, with Scott and so many others that are in the process of regulation. We are going to be cutting. We're going to be doing the right thing. We're going to be protecting people environmentally and safety-wise, but we're going to be moving it quickly, very quickly. And I've been speaking of that. I know many of you, and I've spoken to some of you last night about it, have many projects that are tired. I mean, just literally.
Okay, we'll lower the volume there and go to a break. Go back to your phone calls after this break.
Like the show. 'Cause the best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
So sick and tired of listening to what you got to say.
You're back, folks. Lines are open at 800-313-9443. You're listening to the Trump phenomenon here on Monday. And George is going to make a comment in a moment about what Donald Trump called, the way he said it, there's a big bubble out there. And he urged people to be cautious about that. Well, the big bubble has gotten a lot bigger since Donald Trump said that. And let's go. I'm going to read the story. It'll give a preface for what you're going to say, George. Here it is. Today, the Dow notches the 12th straight record close as Wall Street braces for Trump's speech. Donald Trump's going to talk to a joint session of Congress
and finally,
tomorrow.
Finally, just click here
that,
to make your trade.
That, of course, will be huge. U.S. equities closed slightly higher on Monday as Wall Street looked ahead to a key speech from President Donald Trump. For the speech tomorrow night, people are looking to maybe hear more details about policies, said Randy Warren, chief investment officer at Warren Financial. He's delivered on most of his campaign promises. Now it's time for him to deliver on the tough ones, unquote. Trump is set to speak at a joint Congress session on Tuesday. We'll cover that tomorrow. And I'll have to check on the time of that address. I am assuming it'll occur before our show. I'll check on that, in which case we'll bring it to you. And investors will look for clues about the administration's plans for tax reform and deregulation. What I'm watching out for is whether his focus is on the pro-growth policies or the populist message, said Dan Miller, director of equities at GW&K Investment Management. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained about 15 points, hitting a new all-time high, the 12th straight session, its longest streak since 1987. What is that? 13 plus 17, 30 years ago. That's a long time, folks. That's a Trump bull market. People are going to be cautious because the market has run up on expectations of tax cuts and deregulation, said Peter Cardillo, chief market economist at First Standard Financial. He says, I think we'll see a bit of repeat this week. The S&P 500 also hit an all-time high. The major stock indexes recorded fresh record highs. Let's see. Now, here's an important sense. This is from Jeffrey Sout at Raymond James. We have transitioned from an interest rates-driven bull market, in other words, free money, run by the Federal Reserve, just handing out billions of dollars, to an earnings-driven bull market. Now, that's a better kind of market. That's the main story, said Jeffrey Sout of Raymond James. He says, I think we've got another 6, 7, or 8 years in this bull market. That's pretty optimistic. If you run the models, you could see 4,000 on the S&P. Now, the S&P today, folks, is at 2,369. So here's a guy saying it could go up to 4,000. But remember, these stock financial advisors and so on, I mean, and for any of you who've lost a bunch of money in the stock market, they do pretty much always say, it's going up, folks, it's going up. Get in now, get in, bring in all your money. Bring it in a wheelbarrow, we'll invest it for you. And then you see it go away. George, go ahead, you've got the mic.
Thanks, James. This is important stuff. Very savvy people listen to all the shows on RBN, talk a lot about the money system, the Federal Reserve, and what's happening now. Stock market has been just on a flying saucer since 2008. So we had that big crash, and up and up and up it goes. I mean, this one, depending on which one you read, this is already the longest one in history, the longest bull market by a long shot. 7 more years of it. We are still at essentially zero interest rates, ZIRP, zero interest rate policy. It's not particularly good for a lot of Americans. If you're a senior citizen, you're not in the workforce, ZIRP doesn't help you at all. So I'm very, very concerned, but the name of the game is bailout, and that's the first chapter in the book called The Creature from Jekyll Island. Let's have some callers of how many of you have read that book. It's thick. If you haven't read it, well, you should read it. About 600 pages of it. But when these crashes happen, what does the liberal government do? Step one is bail out all these horrible Goldman Sachs, everybody else. Everybody else gets bailed out. You and I get court crushed. They get bailed out. So I'm curious if Donald Trump has it in him to get out ahead of this. I wish I were him. I would cause the crash myself. I would. And I would give everybody a big heads up going, I am going to end ZIRP and I'm going to end NERP. A Federal Reserve run country has no business having 0% interest rates unless you are a satanic people hater. That's my opinion. If rates were where they should be, somewhere between 5 and 10%, America would probably, you know, do very well even monetarily, but that would cause an adjustment. Is it a crash? Whatever, but 21,000 on the Dow?
Yeah.
I mean, that's 10 times higher than 1987. Go look it up. I mean, the peak just before the crash was about 2,700. Is the U.S. economy 10 times bigger and better than it was in 1987? No. So this thing is all pumped up, and lots of people don't like. James, did it occur to you that some people don't like Donald Trump? So fancy money moguls all around the world don't like this guy. They could agitate things and make equities crash. They could, make a correction really bad. So I'm ready for Donald. You know, it's a golden opportunity for him to adjust this thing and bring it to what we like to call a soft landing or a controlled crash or whatever. Let, you know, bring it to where these where levels should be. And don't, you know, they're inevitably, if Bank of America wants to go bankrupt, let him go bankrupt. None of this too big to put fail crap.
This article addresses a couple of your points there, George. It says the Fed, that is the Board of Governors of the Federal Reserve, is scheduled to hold its next monetary policy meeting March 14th. I think that's the Ides of March, with the possibility of a rate hike enough to keep investors intrigued. Market expectations for a rate hike in March are around 50%, according to Fed funds futures. Now, an additional detail here, folks, is that one of the governors, the board has seven governor positions. There are only five governors right now, headed by Janet Yellen. One of the five governors has announced he's retiring this month. So there are two vacancies open for Donald Trump to make appointments. And now another is resigning, leaving Donald Trump with the possibility of having on a board of seven governors, three Trump governors. So that really, my gosh, is that beautiful and wonderful. And then Janet Yellen herself, her term expires in 2018. A new governor can be then a new chairman of the board can be appointed by Donald Trump. But he must appoint from within the existing governors. So he could, if he appoints, only half humorously, we use names like Ron Paul and Paul Craig Roberts. If those two men, for example, were appointed to the Board of Governors by Donald Trump, and they would surely be approved, Donald Trump could then appoint any such governor.
I'd love to see it, James.
The chairman.
Let's have an ideologue on our side for a change.
Yeah, but this is, you know, Donald Trump is clearly aware of this, and so this is just one of the, like the Supreme Court appointments, people have speculated, I don't know who it was, somebody very famous said that they expect another vacancy on the Supreme Court this summer, and that would probably be Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who is really old.
And really communist. Bye, Ruthie. See ya.
And then another, addressing also your points, George, Lou Dobbs gave a great speech on Friday before Donald Trump. He was kind of introducing Donald Trump. Lou Dobbs in the morning before the Trump speech on Friday. And he was just so on fire about the possibilities of the Trump administration. Clearly saying this is the best thing that's ever happened in my life. And he did comment on the stock market. Of course, Lou Dobbs is a tremendous expert on finance and the economy.
He and Dan Dorfman were the 1-2 punch back in the 80s as it was rocketing up.
Well, yeah, but Lou Dobbs said, he said, this is amazing. He said in 30 days, the Donald Trump bull market has added $2 trillion in value to U.S. equities in 30 days. He said that is a lot of money. He took his breath away. So, George is right. You know, there's an awful lot of air in the valuations on the stock market. But, interestingly, there's a tremendous amount of enthusiasm that Donald Trump is generating in the economy. So, how long can it go on, and where will it settle out, and so on? This is really, I don't think anybody knows. But there's some great possibilities here with Donald Trump being able to put three people on the Board of Governors, including a chairman So instead of an Alan Greenspan or a Ben Bernanke or a Janet Yellen, we could have – can you imagine turning your television on? You think Donald Trump as president is, you know, amazing when you turn your television on. Imagine turning the channel and you're hearing an interview with Chairman of the Federal Reserve Board, Ron Paul.
Oh, I love it. I also want to put the question to Mr. Paul. I mean, he's been a bitter Trump critic and going, okay, pal, if you're Mr. Federal Reserve, if I could be Trump for a day, I immediately would call him and say, I want to appoint you as head of the Fed. Now, are you going to do it or not?
Yep. So, you know, but, you know, this is just, you know, just one of the wonderful things that we're facing. We've got some callers here, Jeff in Chicago and Brent in Dallas. Jeff, if I can get you to hold for a second, I'm going to go to Brent because he's a new caller. Brent, you're on the air.
Yeah, I'm not a new caller.
Sorry, Brent.
Yeah, and don't forget Steve Fisher in there is the assistant Federal Reserve Chairman. But a little bit off the subject, is it correct that Donald Trump is not taking a paycheck, that he's accepting only a dollar for his work?
One thin dollar.
Okay, well, I want to highly recommend that you get this message to Trump, and that is that he needs to take the full paycheck because he's done more in a little over a month for the United States of America than Obama did in 8 years.
Well, he certainly is entitled. Yes, you're right.
I'd much rather he take the money and put it where he believes it should go rather than leave it in the treasury or whatever.
Yeah. Well, Brent, you're right about that. And, of course, you know, this gets forgotten, of course, because the media doesn't cover such a thing. But Donald Trump paid for his campaign, his primary and his general election campaign. And, he's such a showman. It's easy for people to insult him by calling him a show-off and things like this, but he's not. He's just a tremendous media figure. He's a tremendous star. He's actually a very humble man. And
right.
He does his gifts and his acts of charity, he does not publicize. We only find out about it, inadvertently. But how much money he spent on the campaign, he's not putting out a number. Which he could do, he could brag about that. He could say, you know, hey, I spent, you know, $100 million of my own money, and I saved you folks out there. I saved you that money. But he doesn't do that, and it's kind of gets forgotten and lost in the shuffle as the media talks about utterly trivial things. But that's an amazing thing that he did that. But go ahead, Brent. It's along your lines.
Yeah, the $200 million, that was his outlay. I think he set a record as far as achieving the presidential election with that amount of money. And as far as the Dow goes, the Dow is the top 30 industrials, and it is not really a good indicator of what's going on in the entire market, but it is controlled because there's an options market on it and a lot of derivatives, and they can put it wherever they really want to these days with the artificial intelligence operations of these hedge funds, et cetera. So don't worry about the stock market. They'll put it wherever they want it, to the nearest hundredth of a decimal point.
Okay, that's interesting.
I know more about it than Lou Dobbs does any day.
Well, and Brent, it's great to have you in our audience. We've got so many such informed and knowledgeable people in our audience. It really makes it fun for me and for our audience. Thank you. Anything else you want to...
Thank you. George. Appreciate the show.
Well,
let Jeff get in there.
Sure.
All right. Thanks, Brent.
Okay.
Let's go to Jeff. Jeff, you're on in Chicago.
Greetings, James and George. Well, you stole a little bit of my thunder on my first topic. Shortly after the election, when I found out there was two openings on the Fed Board of Governors, I immediately thought Trump should appoint Ron Paul and maybe then another Austrian like Peter Schiff or Paul Craig Roberts or even Dr. Gary North. And then when old Yeller's term is up in January, he appoints Ron Paul as chairman. And, oh, by the way, that dual citizen from the tribe, Stanley Fisher, his term is up next year, I think, too. That then they replace those two, and all of a sudden you can have five Austrian economists on the Federal Reserve, and Ron Paul gets to audit them because he's the chairman.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. This is real. I mean, Trump.
He has to be very careful. Trump has to be very careful because when the money power is challenged, they will try to assassinate him.
Seven thousand Secret Service agents say no to that, but. Stay on the phone. Stay on with us, Jeff. Stay with us, Jeff. Stay with us. I got good news there, too.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We're back, folks, and we've got Jeff in Chicago on the phone. Let me fill in the detail here on this wonderful news on the Supreme Court, and let me add another piece of good news, Jeff. And of course, everybody shares your worry about the safety of President Trump. And I would prefer we don't even. I mean, of course, people can say what they will, but I don't want to. I hate to even use words like assassinate. I just prefer to say we worry about your safety, President Trump. And here's great news. The head of the Secret Service announced last week that he's resigning. Didn't give any particular reason, but He is in charge of the 7,000 agents or officers in the Secret Service, and Donald Trump will appoint a new head of the Secret Service. That's a dream come true. If I'm Donald Trump and I sleep so much better at night, if, in other words, the head of my security, which is what he'll do, he'll put the man he trusts most with his own security in charge of the Secret Service. Wow. What an upgrade to Donald Trump's safety and security and better sleep for all of us. Now, let me talk about the governor, Board of Governors, for just a second more, give some detail here to the audience, and then we'll talk about his address tomorrow, which is going to take place. I'm looking here at whitehouse.gov, Donald Trump's own announcement. President Trump will be delivering his first address to a joint session of Congress. Isn't this wonderful? First CPAC right away, the governors right away, and now joint session of Congress, even better, on Tuesday, February 28th. Be sure to tune in as the president will be sharing his vision for the country. This is President Trump's own announcement. And what time? 9 p.m. Eastern. Well, that's our show time. So, George, you know, we'll have to interrupt ourselves tomorrow night to give people little bits of Donald Trump speaking live at a joint session of Congress. Does it get any better than that? Regularly, the White House and Donald Trump have been scheduling their events to coordinate with our show, folks. I say that with tongue in cheek, of course. This is his first address to the joint session. He will be delivering a formal address, and it will be his first. He will deliver his first State of the Union address in 2018. And the event will be streamed live at whitehouse.gov. There's our alternative media right there. Trump himself putting his own media up. Follow along live on Twitter for real-time information before, during, and after the speech. The speech will also be streamed live on Facebook. And blah, blah, blah. And then there's more good stuff. My goodness. Now let me go back to the Board of Governors. Here's the good news there. The resigning member is an Obama appointee. That's great. Daniel Tarullo, who was appointed in 2009 by Obama. We don't know why, but he's announced it in April next month or a month, about a month from now. He is going to resign. Oh, my gosh. And George, you and I are going to have to resign for the evening, because we just used up all our time. But get ready for a great show tomorrow night, folks, live from the Capitol. We'll see you then.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.